Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. 8:50 a.m. It is Monday morning on KSJE, and it's time for our Monday Reboot segment, and that is when I get to speak with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is on with us this morning remotely under video link. And Lewis, good morning. We can see you. Can we hear you? I think we can. Good morning.
Good morning.
There he is. Sounding terrific with that new setup that you have. So good to see you. What's been going on? I don't think we've talked in quite a while because of spring break, or not spring break, but some holidays and some other things that have been going on. Spring break is next week. Yeah. So what's been going on? What have you noticed?
Well, this might be old news, but we didn't talk about it, so I thought it was worth it. The whole balloon thing, right? Quote unquote spy balloons, and how this last one the Air Force shot down may have been a hobby club balloon, not a spy balloon at all, right? So there's these hobby clubs that put up what's called Pico balloons. They're very inexpensive balloons you can buy and make and put your own payload on, very light, that can go up to about 40,000 feet in the air. These hobby clubs also, I found out, they can use regular Mylar balloons, and you can go on the internet and find out like how much of what gas to inject in a regular Mylar balloon and put a little small payload on it and actually send those up into the air with electronics that report back, and you can do measurements and stuff. But that's what these people do. And so one of them, a gentleman named Tom Medlin, who's a co-host of something called the Amateur Radio Roundtable Show, he puts these Pico balloons in the airs, and he believes that his hobby club's balloon may have been the one that was shot down by the USAF. Now, that was back in February. I don't know how that's evolved since then.
Right. We haven't heard too much since then, but I think after the big Chinese balloon incident, right, and then the government retuned its detection system, and that's why it started picking up these smaller maybe balloons, and then shot the three in quick succession, I think, in the days following the first one, and this is what you're talking about. So haven't heard too much about it. They may have maybe refined that even a little bit more since then. Interesting.
Yep.
So okay, what else have you noticed?
Well, in other news, there's some interesting self-driving car stuff going on. So a couple of stories. One is a VW, a Volkswagen, it says Lake County. I don't know Lake County, what state. But the sheriff's office in this county reported that they had an abducted child. The child was in a Volkswagen. They contacted Volkswagen to use the GPS to track it down, and were informed that Volkswagen couldn't do that because the subscription had elapsed, and they wouldn't be able to track the car until the subscription was paid. So they had to go through all these machinations to pay the subscription in order to Volkswagen to allow them to use the GPS to track this abducted child. So this has become quite a controversy and is not looking good for Volkswagen. But this isn't the first time I've heard of this. I personally have had that experience where I was trying to help someone who had locked her keys in the car. And she had GM OnStar. She tried to call OnStar, and they said, well, you know, we can't open it for you because you haven't paid your subscription. And she said, well, let me pay my subscription. And they said, okay, well, press the OnStar button. And she's like, well, I can't. The keys are locked in the car. And we went through that for about half an hour. And it never did get resolved. So, you know, this isn't the first time.
Right. Interesting.
Another related story is Ford has filed a patent to basically use self-driving car technology to have their vehicles repossess themselves. So the patent says that this functionality would be able to disable, if somebody doesn't pay, disable functions on their vehicles, and also, quote, move the vehicle from a first spot to a second spot that is more convenient for a tow truck to tow the vehicle, move the vehicle from the premises of the owner to a location such as, for example, the premises of the repossession agency.
Wow.
Or a junkyard.
Wow. I'd seen that. And in fact, we talked about that on our program Friday here, that they could turn off things like the air conditioner or other features, as you mentioned, right, if you'd missed a payment or something. And that's really interesting to me. A little creepy.
Yeah, it's been a long time. There's been car sales companies that put these little locking devices, right, where if you don't pay, the locking device initializes and you can't start the car. That's been around for a while, but this is a whole different aspect. This is actually using the self-driving capability of the car itself to shut things off and to repossess the car.
Right.
So that's pretty interesting.
That is. That really is. And it's just a patent at this point, right? But I guess it shows what Ford is looking at. And with some of the self-driving technology, we hear a lot about the Teslas, but I'm sure the other automakers are right up there too, working on their own systems, right? Because that's the way things are moving. At least it seems like that.
Oh, absolutely. In the auto industry, this is the hot potato now. Everybody's trying to outdo each other with self-driving car technology and other stuff. Now, Ford is the only company that has filed this kind of patent or made any noise about something like this. But like you said, you know, once one starts, the others can't be far behind, right?
Right, right. And I haven't heard anything about, you know, some of the other technology that we saw. I forget which car company it was now, but they were, advertising that, you know, you could hit the remote and the car would come out of its parking spot and drive to meet you at the outside the store or something, right? And that was something that was highly touted. But I haven't seen too much more about that, if it works well or it had some glitches or maybe not ready for prime time or stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah, and I haven't heard much about that since that then either. But, you know, it evokes what? Batman and.
Yeah.
And remember Knight Rider from the 80s, that show?
Yeah. That's right. That would do the same thing. So, we will see.
Pretty soon you're going to have your car speaking to you in a snarky British or East Coast accent. Right?
That's true. That would be something to wait for, I think. But it's okay. We'll see what happens. Anything else that we're going to share today? We have maybe time for one more.
Oh, boy. Well, there's all kinds of interesting stuff. Dish Network. I don't know what's going on for anyone who's a Dish Network customer. There's been some serious issues with Dish Network over the last couple of weeks that don't seem to go away. They've got a warning on their website that says they're having problems. They're not responding to phone calls. The insider news is the rumors are that they've cut so much staff that they're not able to do things, that they're in trouble financially. I don't know for sure that that's true, but there's definitely something going on with Dish Network. So
interesting.
Keep your eyes peeled for that.
Okay. There definitely seems to me to be a push away from these satellite TV providers, maybe to streaming. I think I've noticed a product from DirecTV now called DirecTV Stream, which is, I think, a relabeling of the AT&T digital television offering. But it seems like they're really trying to push customers maybe off of the satellite technology and just into streaming like everything else these days. Are you seeing that?
And I don't think the Dish companies are trying to push customers. I think they're trying to capture the customers they're losing to streaming. Dish Cable lost all their customers to Dish, and now Dish is losing all their customers to streaming. It's kind of like what happened with videotapes and DVDs and streaming, right? You don't see any Blockbuster videos around anymore.
That's right? True. Well, and we wanted to cut the cord and pay less, and now we have like five different streaming services to pay for, and it's about as expensive, if not more, than what we were paying before, I think, to one.
It drives me crazy.
That's my rant for the day.
Crazy.
All right. I agree. Lewis, great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Hey, everyone. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is my guest every Monday right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.